Welcome to the third episode of the LV Podcast with Michelle Hall. Listen, I am so excited about this podcast, this one today. Let me tell you, this one also hits close to home. Each time I do one of these, it kind of shakes me a little bit, you know, because we have to be vulnerable, right? And so you find yourself seeing yourself and explaining yourself and kind of sharing some things that you don't usually share, that you don't readily share. But today's topic is going to be about change. Yes, I said the word change. Change. Sometimes we are happy about changes. Sometimes we hear the word change and we're not so happy about change. But we're going to kind of talk about that today. I'm going to take a moment and pause and kind of talk about change. You know, when we're walking through life and things are happening or we find ourselves in a stagnant state, like things just keep going on and we keep wanting something different and, you know, praying. Some of us have been praying and asking God to do certain things, and but it seems like the same things are happening and the same things are going on. It seems like our prayers aren't being answered, or it also feels like we're going nowhere fast, right? We're just on this hamster wheel, per se. And we just keep kind of going. And life is okay, and we have what we need, but we just feel that stillness, right? That kind of stagnant state. And when we're in that place, we always want this word that we're talking about today, change. We ask for this. We say, okay, God, I need a change. Something has to shift. I need a change. And a lot of times we're not understanding what exactly we're asking for, right? Because we say we want change, but when change comes, we don't want to change. Hello, somebody. Hello, Michelle. Listen, y'all, we're in this together, okay? So this conversation, we're in this together. We're just going to lay it all on the table, right? So how do we know we're not comfortable with change? Most of us are not. Let me explain it by this particular example. So we have banks. I have a certain bank that I use. I also, you know, am on different type of things. I've been doing Weight Watchers for like the last maybe 6-7 months. I've been doing Weight Watchers, and for the whole time, and prior to that, I was kind of doing it loosely. So I was a part of it, and so Weight Watchers has an app, and they have it where you can also sign in through your computer via their website. And so I've had everything set up through the computer because I get Weight Watchers through my job. So I have to monitor what I do, what I eat, things of that nature. Listen, y'all, it was going well as far as I finally got the hang of it. Well, one day I went to sign in. And when I went to sign in, they started asking me all these questions. So apparently Weight Watchers changed. And so they changed their program and was assigning things differently. And I was a little annoyed, but I was cool with it because I was like, okay, I'm just trying to get through this so I can get to the page that I'm familiar with. I need to get to the page that I know. All right, so thank you for introducing these new things. And, they're supposed to assist me. Okay, thank you. But I just need to get to the page that I know, right? And so the page that I know came up. It looked very similar, but there were a few differences. So listen, y'all. I was like, listen, I need to track my activity. I can't see where I can track the activity. So I'm trying to track my activity and log in my activity, and I was not able to do it, along with some other changes. So I was already a little annoyed. So I go into the chat, and I go, listen, hi. Yes, I'm trying to figure out where I can track my activity. And then the person says to me, she writes back, oh, currently you can only track your activity through the app on your phone. So I said, okay, that's not what I want to do. I have always been able to track my activity on the website, on my profile. And that's what I, just to let me know where I can do that. She wrote back again and said, I'm sorry, but you can only do it on the app. So I was annoyed, and I definitely wrote there. I said, you know what? I'm not okay with this, and I'm not okay with this situation, and please log my complaint. She said she would. I said, please log my complaint. I'm not okay with this. And it just agitated me, right? So then I go to the app to try to log my activity, because in order to keep my account current, you're supposed to log an activity of what you're doing with your workouts or whatever it is. I go to do that, and I still can't do it on the app, because now they are also now requiring it to be linked to like a Fitbit or linked to some other device. Well, again, I was annoyed. I shared all that to say is, listen, they made an assessment based on how I've been doing things and how other people have been doing things. And they made an assessment because there was no progress that they needed to adjust the program that they had listed. They had to go into another phase of it because there was not change and progress. That brings us to the other thing. We ask God to progress us and to go through different things, for get us to a location, but we can't get to those locations without change. And the funny thing about it, the change is happening whether I accepted it or not. You see, they didn't consult me about what I wanted to do. The change happened. So now I can choose to be agitated about it. I can choose to not conform, and I can even choose to get another plan, right? But then guess what? The progress that goes along with the plan that came with the change, I would miss out on that progress, right? Because it was determined that progress, that's the direction I need to go in order to walk in the progress. I don't like it. But that's what it is. So that's what I'm sharing with you today. Because in order to change, in order to walk in the things that God has for you, what your purpose, in order to be in your purpose, you have to progress. You get that? So that means the only way you can progress is with change. And it's changes that there are changes that a lot of times we have no control over. Loss is one of those. You know, I had to revisit that, as many of us have in this season. And the thing about it is, the ones that I have lost, I remember being so angry years ago where I couldn't even shift my mindset because I couldn't believe that this change happened. I had no control over that change happening. And not only, sometimes change comes in the form of devastation. Sometimes change comes in the form of just some things that we cannot fathom or we can't even conceive in our minds, right? But I sat back and looked at the changes that happened in my life before. So when those things happened again this time, I had to accept the change, right? I accept what God allowed. And by accepting what God allowed, it put me in another place. I started to accept what he allowed and also love the time that I had with the people, right? Because I realized I had to embrace those times, but now I am in another season. I am in another time. For whatever reason, I am still breathing. For whatever reason, God still has me here. That means there is still purpose. I must progress into purpose, right? So not just progress, there is progress. In order to have progress, there's going to be change. There's going to be changes. There's going to be some changes that I'm going to like. There's going to be some changes that I'm not going to like. But guess what? All the change you have to embrace, because you have to adjust to the change, because there's a purpose for the changes that are happening in your life. And it's not an easy thing all the time. But let me tell you something. Sometimes a change can look and feel horrible or feel bad. And on the other side of change, you are in a place of the perfect will of God for your life. You get to another side, get to the other side, and you're like, wow, if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't be here. We can say that even with jobs and positions. If that position didn't end, it would not force me or have me to move to another location. If these things didn't happen that way, we would never get to where we need to be in our lives, in the will, walking in our purpose. And all of those things get us to that place. Change is not easy sometimes. But when we start to understand that changes happen for a reason, we have a different relationship with change, right? We welcome the change, and we don't just say that. We don't just say, I welcome the change, because that's what happens. Oh, yes, I need a change, and we're open to change, and change gets to your door, and you don't receive it. Change gets to the door, and you want to fight it. Change gets to your door, and you want to pout about it. Change gets to the door, and you get frozen, and you stop. That's not the time to stop. Oh, Lord, let me tell you, because when change gets to your door and you assess the situation and realize that the change has happened. See, let me tell you what I do and what I've had to, what I've learned to do. And sometimes it takes me a minute, but I get right back there. When the change happens and I realize that there's nothing I can do to get out of it, I can't control what happened. I stop. And I said, Lord, I acknowledge you in all my ways. I've acknowledged you every day. I did not see this thing coming, this particular change in this way. Lord, how do I proceed? That's what I do, right? So you have to first acknowledge the change, that there was a change for whatever reason. Sometimes you won't even know the reason, but you have to embrace the change so it can get you to the place of progress. So that you can get to the place of purpose and that you can walk into the things that have been ordained for your life. And I know it's tough. I totally get that it's tough. But you have to get to that place where we have to get to that place, not just you, we. And it's a daily walk for me. Believe me, this is not, I'm sharing things with you that I've been walking through or have walked through, right? And change is a thing. Like, in order to walk in what God has for me, I have to understand that some things change. And that has to do with relationships change. That's another thing. Sometimes relationships change. And we try to keep relationships the way that we know them to be when sometimes they just have to change. Sometimes they evolve. Sometimes they stop. I'm going to share this. I know my little sister, she one day we were talking, and God has been dealing with me about certain things, right? And she said to me, Michelle, I know that you have been through a lot. I've watched you go through certain things. And I understand why your response to the place that you're in right now is the way that it is. It is warranted. You have a valid reason to have that knee-jerk reaction. You have a valid reason to be apprehensive to the way things are or the way that it is. But let me tell you something. God does not want you to respond that way. So he knows that what you've gone through. He knows what you've faced. He knows all those things. But in this season and this particular thing that he's asking you to do, he doesn't want you to bring any of that to that. So guess what? It's a change. The way you've guarded yourself before, you can't do it like that now. You see what I'm saying? So, because it could hinder your progress. It will hinder where he's taking you. So I'm just sharing with you. Sometimes you have to embrace the change. Even through the pain, even through the tears, just continue to embrace the change. Know that it's different and walk into what's new. Just walk into what's new. This is a continuation of last week, last episode. We talked about the new, walking into the, it's the new thing. But you can't get to new without change. And so we must embrace the changes that comes our way. Address those changes. Sometimes those changes are alerts. Sometimes those changes are reminders. Sometimes those changes will move us in a total opposite direction, as different as from as the east is from the west, as the north is from the south. Sometimes those changes will happen, and they are necessary. There are necessary changes. There are necessary shifts. There are necessary adjustments. Just like we're dealing with this pandemic, there are things that are necessary. Just like we're dealing with this pandemic, there are things that are necessary. The necessary shift is change. All right, so this has been the LV Podcast with Michelle Hall. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for downloading. Until next time, be blessed. Go through your day, your week, in victory, knowing that God can do anything but fail.